The number of patients being treated in hospital for coronavirus fell last night to below 600 for the first time since New Year's Day. There are 135 COVID-19 patients in intensive care. The chief executive of the Health Service Executive, Paul Reid, said this morning it was some welcome news for exhausted healthcare staff. He added that the exit route from the third wave was long, but that there would be an end to it. Our environment and science correspondent, George Lee.
10 COVID-19 patients being treated in intensive care died in the 24 hours up to 8 a.m. yesterday morning. It was the single highest daily number of COVID deaths in critical care since the pandemic began. Official data showed the youngest person among the deaths notified to the HPSC yesterday was just 16 years old. It is most unusual for somebody that young to die from the virus, but it does highlight just how dangerous COVID-19 continues to be, despite the progress that is being made in suppressing it. The total number of confirmed cases is continuing to fall. It is down 12% in the past week compared with the previous 7 days.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will join other EU leaders on a video conference call this afternoon as part of a plan to coordinate Europe's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and the vaccine rollout. Leaders are expected to focus on delays to the rollout and the need to increase production of vaccines within Europe. They will also discuss the potential for vaccine certificates that might be recognised at EU level. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
EU leaders are, to varying degrees, facing challenges to the vaccine rollout at home, so these video conferences are opportunities for them to share experiences. The rollout is still hampered by delays at national level, new variants are taking root in member states, and in some countries there's growing resistance to the AstraZeneca vaccine, certainly among the over 65s. EU leaders will focus their attention on boosting the supply of vaccines, in part by deepening cooperation among pharmaceutical companies. They'll also discuss the problem of border closures, how to keep so-called green lanes open and to avoid the disruption to the flow of goods. There is a view that while the first quarter has gone badly, there will be a much bigger flow of vaccines in the second quarter. Mediterranean countries are pushing hard for a recognisable certificate for those who've been vaccinated as a way to revive shattered tourism sectors. Northern countries, including Ireland, are sceptical. Officials say certificates should remain health documents and not passports, given that there remains the question of whether or not those vaccinated can still be infectious. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission has said the government has persistently blurred the boundary between legal requirements and public health guidance in its response to COVID-19. Research on Ireland's use of pandemic-related emergency powers, published by the Commission, shows there are concerns that the scrutiny of human rights and equality has been sidelined when emergency powers have been put in place. A 17-year-old boy has been shot and seriously wounded in the Coombe area of Dublin. Gardaí say he received a number of gunshot wounds in the attack that was carried out last night. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The teenager was shot on Eugene Street in Dublin's south inner city at around 11 o'clock last night. He appears to have been getting into a taxi when a number of gunmen approached and fired 5 or 6 shots at him. He was hit a number of times in the upper body, including the neck area, and taken to St James's Hospital, where he underwent surgery. Gardaí at Kevin Street are investigating and have appealed for witnesses or anyone with information or footage who was in the area last night to contact them. They've spoken to a number of people who were at the scene, including the taxi driver. Detectives are trying to establish a motive for what appears to have been a targeted attack, but one line of inquiry is that it could be drugs related. They're treating the case as attempted murder. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
Parliament in Australia has passed landmark legislation requiring global technology firms such as Google and Facebook to pay media companies for the news shown on their platforms. Multinational online firms had fiercely opposed the legislation from the outset, fearing it would threaten their revenue. Last week, Facebook blocked all news content to Australians to protest against impending law, but reversed its decision following negotiations with the government. The new law paves the way for such companies to invest in local content deals. Media experts say it could become a model for resolving differences between internet companies and regulators worldwide. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with SuperValu. Get thousands of really low prices in the SuperValu range. Available in-store and online. Believe in low prices.
It'll be dry and clear in many areas this morning. There'll be showers across the western half of the country. Light scattered showers will become more widespread during the afternoon, and there'll be sunny spells. Highest temperatures will be around 9 degrees.